Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
I think that most of us would agree that we live in a time of extreme behavior, a time that is very intense. A time that is all-consuming and even agonizing at times. A time when we seem to be consumed by many things. Some are consumed by sickness or the prospect of death. Some are consumed with themselves, with their own lifestyle. Their whole world seems to revolve around them. And at times it seems to revolve around their sinful behavior. While others are consumed by their feelings of love or of hate, by their feelings of fear, or even of loneliness. Others are consumed with things like money, or power, or activities that dominate and control their lives, while still others are consumed with things that are trivial, things that are meaningless and are not important at all, except to them. And as we come to the 21st section of Psalm 119, we find that the psalmist was so amazed by the Lord and by His Word. He was so amazed that he was consumed with Him and with His Word. And this section of this psalm, verse 161 through verse 168, is entitled Shin in Hebrew, the 21st letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means to be consumed, to be purified by fire, to be purified by the transforming power of God Almighty and by His Word. Despite the relentless persecution in our lives, despite the bitter cruelty that we face, those of us who belong to Jesus Christ are consumed by the beauty of the Lord and by the beauty of His Word, not by the illusions of this world. But still, it is a battle, isn't it? It is a struggle. And so, in verse 161, the psalmist says, as it is, princes, Seir in Hebrew, those who are in authority, and those who are in power on this earth, those who should be protecting the innocent and the oppressed, these are the very ones who persecute me. Radeth in Hebrew. They chase after me like I am an animal in order to tear me apart without a reason for their actions, except that they abuse their authority in order to persecute the people of God. So they are, in fact, workers of iniquity. They are workers of the enemy of our soul. And it is true that those who diligently and who faithfully seek to serve the Lord will experience great abuse and great persecution from the people of this world, and even from people around us whom we trust. But the psalmist adds this. Despite their attacks, my heart liveth, my mind and my will and my spirit stand firm because I stand in awe of your word. Pahad in Hebrew. I tremble before you because these words, your words, they are the very words of God. Words that you have spoken to me. So, what else can I do? I must obey your word rather than to fear what man can do to me. So in verse 162, the psalmist lifts up his voice in praise and in adoration to the Lord, and he says, I rejoice in your word. I glory in what you have written. As one who finds great spoil, shalah in Hebrew. As one who has discovered a great treasure, full of unlimited riches. So in verse 163, the psalmist notes, I hate what's wrong. I hate what is in opposition to your word. I despise falsehood. Ka'ed in Hebrew. I reject the deception and the lies of those who oppose the truth of your word. I hate those lies. It says in John 8:44, Satan is a liar, and he is the father of lies. Lies that many people still believe today, and are consumed by. But the psalmist is quick to add, I love your law. I dearly love your instruction and your direction to me. So by your grace and by your strength, I have put my disobedient ways behind me. And by the power of your spirit, I seek to do what is good. I seek to do what is right before your eyes. So he says in verse 164, seven times a day, no matter where I am, no matter in what circumstances I might find myself, my attitude is an attitude of prayerfulness. And so I lift up my voice to you, the judge of all the earth, and I sing praises to your holy name with all of my heart because of your righteous ordinances. For though others have abandoned your word and are consumed with many other things, I know and I am confident that all that you say, all that you do is right and it is true. So in this world of turmoil and of lies, your word stands alone as a refuge for us. In fact, our only refuge. And those of us who love the truth of your law, the truth of your word, have great peace. A peace which is really beyond our understanding. For though we have many difficulties, we have many distresses, though we have many setbacks along the way, still, we confidently rest on the solid ground of your word. For there we are safe. There we are secure. We are secure in you and in your word. And nothing, he says, nothing causes us to stumble into sin if our eyes are focused and fixed on you and on your word. And it is only when we take our eyes off of you that we begin to sink down into the sea of doubt and of disobedience and of despair. And so in verse 166, the psalmist says, O Lord, I wait. I wait in hope and I wait in expectation for your salvation, for your deliverance. And while I wait, I seek to do your commandments, to do your will in obedience to your word. As we're told in Psalm 37, verse 3, where it says, trust in the Lord and do good. True faith results in godly behavior. It results in a godly life. And the psalmist points out in verse 167, not only is my life directed by what you have prescribed in your word, but at the same time, my soul, all that is within me, seeks to keep watch, to guard your testimonies, so that my life might bear witness to you and of you. Lord, how I dearly love your words to me. Exceedingly, me'od in Hebrew. Your word has become more precious to me with each passing day. And obeying your word brings me my greatest joy. So the psalmist concludes in verse 168 and he says, I carefully and I diligently keep watch over your precepts and over your testimonies. I am amazed. I am overwhelmed. I am consumed by you and by your word. For I know that all of my ways are before you. As Job said, Job 31 verse 4, does he not see my ways and number my steps? And even though along the way we might fall and we might fail at times, Lord, you see all things. You see the desire, the longing of our heart, and you see us in the righteousness of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.